USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least five people were killed, including an off-duty Raleigh, North Carolina police officer. An underage child has been arrested. Officers are working at least four separate crime scenes. Another press conference is scheduled for Friday morning. Raleigh Mayor Mary Ann Baldwin, Thursday night.
At this time, what we can report is that RPD has confirmed five fatalities. One of them was an off-duty Raleigh police officer.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee voted on Thursday to issue a symbolic subpoena to President Trump to testify. The committee is expected to dissolve at the end of the year, making it largely symbolic. President Trump questioned the committee's timing, saying, why didn't they ask him months ago to testify? FBI informant Igor Deshenko is on trial for lying to the Bureau during the fictitious Russia collusion narrative against President Trump. Thursday's testimony revealed the FBI continued four times to use the information to obtain FISA warrants after the FBI understood the information was a lie. The trial is expected to continue next week. The Supreme Court Thursday rejected without comment President Trump's bid to restore a special master power to review some 100 classified documents federal agents seized from his home. Trump claims he declassified the documents, which he had every right to do as president. The Deputy Secretary of the Russian Security Council told reporters Thursday that NATO membership for a Ukrainian state would trigger World War III. He added that NATO expansion into Ukraine would pose a threat to Russia. This as Russia continues its terrorist campaign of long-range bombing of Ukrainian residential neighborhoods. A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont was hospitalized Thursday after he felt unwell at his McLean, Virginia home. McLean is a suburb of Washington, D.C. As a precaution, the 82-year-old Leahy was taken to a Washington-area hospital for overnight observation. The senator is not seeking a re-election bid. The Parkland shooter murderer was spared his life by a jury.
Life in prison without parole is a Florida jury's recommendation for 2018 Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz. In Cape Coral, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he disagrees.
You know, they used to do this. He would have been executed in 6 months. He's guilty. Everybody knew that from the beginning. And yet it takes years and years in this legal system that is not serving the interests of victims.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Michigan State University President Samuel Stanley announced his resignation in a video message Thursday, saying he has lost confidence in the school's board of trustees. He had been with Michigan State for 3 years. The publication Nature is reporting an effort is underway to better study human brain development and diseases. Nature says many disorders such as autism and schizophrenia could have breakthrough results. To do so, scientists have transplanted human brain cells into the brains of baby rats, where the cells grew and formed connections. This is where the study is starting. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.